Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Hi, Daily Ticker time here on a Wednesday. Let's keep talking some college football. We're just talking about Colorado and their lack of recruiting and going to Instagram to recruit players. But no, it is not Last Chance U. A program who takes things a little more seriously and is a little more buttoned up when it comes to recruiting is Ohio State. They had their spring game this weekend and a new rival of Oregon in the Big Ten in the years to come. Joining us now is our good friend Steve Hellwagon of Bucknuts.com, the 24/7 site covering Ohio State since 1988, at Steve Hellwagon on Twitter. You go give him a follow. He's also live on our YouTube page as well. We can't see you, Steve. It's kind of a weird thing we got going, but we appreciate you jumping on the video so at least our listeners can see you. Let's go through the spring game. I'm a spring football nerd. My co-host makes fun of me, and then this weekend he ends up watching the Ohio State spring game, and so now I got to make fun of him. What are the takeaways? What are the positives and negatives? How's everybody feeling out of spring football?
Well, I think you look at Ohio State's spring game, they had five scholarship quarterbacks they were trying to get work. And three of them in particular are probably in the lead, and that's Will Howard, the transfer from Kansas State, a fifth-year guy. Then Devin Brown, who is a third-year sophomore. He started the bowl game against Missouri and got knocked out after Kyle McCord had transferred out of the program. And then a true freshman, Julian Sayin, one of the top quarterbacks in the 2024 class. He had signed with Alabama, was enrolled at Alabama, and then Nick Saban retired, and he put his name into the portal and came to Ohio State within a few days and enrolled at Ohio State. I don't know how they do this academically, but they made it work. So those three guys got most of the work, I thought, in the spring game. But the big thing for Ohio State coming out of the spring is their defense looks like it's going to be one of the best in America. They've got veterans up front who turned down a chance to go to the NFL, like JT Tuimoloau, Jack Sawyer, Tyreek Williams, and then veterans on the back end. Denzel Burke could have been a high pick if he had come out at cornerback. They got Caleb Downs, a transfer from Alabama who left after Saban retired. He was the leading tackler at Alabama as a true freshman last year, helped them get to the Final Four. So, yeah, it's an embarrassment of riches on defense, and a work in progress trying to identify a quarterback on offense.
Well, I think going into it, Steve, not that we cover the team, but paying attention to them maybe a little bit more now that Oregon and Washington and USC and UCLA are in the conference, I kind of had that thought of like, okay, I know the defense is going to be good because of the talent they're returning. Bringing in Downs was huge. My questions or my thoughts were more centered on the offense. So I want to ask you first, quarterback was interesting. Maybe it's just me not paying enough of attention. Were you surprised, or are you surprised that this is such an open competition? Because I would have assumed Will Howard kind of comes in with a little bit of an edge and a benefit of the doubt of, like, he's got experience, he had a good career at K-State, he's going to get that. And it seemed like to me on the broadcast and watching, this is a pretty open competition, and they may not be sure who their starter is going to be.
Yeah, I think you make a good point. Brown and Howard were almost identical in their stats in the spring game. And of course, it's just one day out of 15. Mm-hmm. The media only get to see 2 days of practice. Well, 3 days, including the spring game, two other practices in the spring game. So the coaches have 15 days of film to know who in their mind should play. And as they said, the players know, the rest of the team knows just from being around in practice who should play. So you can't, fool everybody. If you've got somebody who deserves to play, they have to play or they lose the support of the team. So, you know, I look at it that Howard is going to be given every opportunity. He played in over 30 games at Kansas State with 25 starts. He's the only guy in the locker room with a championship ring. I guess the Alabama guys would have an SEC championship ring. Nobody at Ohio State's got a Big Ten championship ring, theoretically, so unless you're like a fifth-year senior. So to me, Howard's going to get every opportunity to be that guy. He can run it. He can throw it. And I think that he will be the guy when it comes to it. They open August 31st against Akron. They're playing a Michigan-like non-conference this year. I think it's Akron, Western Michigan, and Marshall. So this was a year I think they were supposed to play, I want to say, Washington in a non-conference game, but because obviously it was 2 years ago, USC and UCLA joined the conference. They dumped out of all Pac-12 non-conference games because they didn't want to be in a position where they'd have to go to the West Coast twice in a given year. So that was the rationale, and they're left with some group of five teams in the non-conference.
I mean, hey, if Michigan can do it and win a national championship, everybody else should be able to do it.
It's the blueprint. You know, dummy down the non-conference schedule, and you can win it all. So, they don't count it against you, especially now with the 12-team playoff. Get as many cheap free wins as you can get.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I hate that that's the blueprint, but if it's going to work for some teams, everybody else is going to do it too. Steve Hellwagon, our guest, Bucknuts.com.
I'll throw in next year. I was looking at 2025. They open with Texas, so it is going to swing back the other way. Ohio State's got a track record of always playing one top 20 national non-conference opponent, and a lot of times it's a top 10 opponent, like Notre Dame the last couple of years. So it does balance out.
Let me ask you this, Steve. So we, you know, Oregon coming into the Big Ten, everybody's very excited about the Ohio State trip out here. I find the conversation around Ryan Day fascinating. He has been there. I mean, technically, I think he took over in 2018, won a couple of games, but I mean, full-time head coach 2019. His record is 56-8 overall. He is 39-3 in the Big Ten. Those three losses have come once each of the last 3 years to Michigan, which is not a great trend. Or, you know, Oregon's got that going. I know how it feels to lose to a rival a couple of years in a row. He's won a Rose Bowl. He's won a college football playoff game. He's been to a national championship game. He's been to a New Year's Six game. Every year he's been the head coach. What's the feeling like? Is there like a limit that he has to, or a number he has to get to, or a point in the season he has to get to this year? Because I feel like all the noise I hear out of Columbus is that fans want to run that guy out of town because he's lost 3 years in a row to you know who. How hot is the seat for him this year?
Yeah, I think obviously he's got some proving to do this year, and they've surrounded him with an all-star cast of coaches. I mean, Kelly leaving the head coaching job at UCLA, Chip Kelly, who was Ryan Day's college coach at New Hampshire, his mentor throughout his coaching career. They were together with the Philadelphia Eagles and the San Francisco 49ers. I think that Jim Knowles over on defense started to really show what he's capable of doing with the defense last year in his second year as a coordinator. So they've surrounded him with an all-star cast of coaches. They've recruited at the highest level for years under, you know, Tressel, Urban Meyer, and now Ryan Day. They get top five classes every year, and Blue Chip led the number one class already for 2024 right now. So it is, again, just an embarrassment of riches at Ohio State, and they've been stuck in neutral, 11-2 each of the last 3 years, and Ohio State fans want to see him take that next step. Win the Big Ten, obviously beat Michigan, that's one. Win the Big Ten, that's two. That hadn't happened in the last 3 years. Michigan's won it. And then obviously three, go deep in the playoff. It used to be just make the playoff, and hope to win the national championship. Now it's, you know, obviously you're going to make the playoff 4 out of 5 years at Ohio State. You should. That's what your track record would have been all the way back 25, 26 years back to the start of the BCS. They would have been in a 12-team playoff 4 out of every 5 years. So that's the gold standard at Ohio State, is go deep in the playoff as well going forward. So that's what Ohio State fans want to see. I don't think he's in any danger of losing his job. Gene Smith, the athletic director, is leaving. He's retiring after 19 years on the job. They're bringing in Ross Bjork from Texas A&M. He'll start full-time here this summer, and it looks like they're going to have a great kinship going forward and trying to build some.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They have a lot of weapons, and I know you talked about quarterback earlier, but we have to follow it, not only for the conference sake, but because this guy once coached out here. Chip Kelly coaching offense, what have you learned so far? And having all of these weapons for a guy that doesn't, he doesn't want to lead, he doesn't want to recruit, he just wants to coach ball. That's all Chip Kelly wants to do. What have you thought of Chip so far and how this offense is going to look with the playmakers they have, including that freshman phenom, 5-star Jeremiah Smith?
I have never really been around Chip Kelly a whole lot. I interviewed him before the Ohio State-Oregon Rose Bowl back, was that 2010, maybe 2009?
2009,
I think.
Yeah, 2009.
Yeah, that 2009 season. And I asked him at that time, you know, here he was as the up-and-coming head coach going against Jim Tressel. Is he kind of like Dick Vermeil knocking off Woody Hayes back in the 1975 Rose Bowl for UCLA? And he thought that was kind of a neat comparison. That was the only time I'd really dealt with him, you know, ever. On TV, seemed kind of aloof, you know, just from a distance. He couldn't be any further from that. He is as loose as a goose, and I think he's been liberated because he's no longer a head coach. He can just coach football. He took a huge pay cut. I mean, to leave UCLA as the head coach and all the headaches, he got the sense that UCLA wasn't committed to investing in the program to the level. I mean, when you lose a coordinator to your crosstown rival who you just beat, USC, and you can't compete for coaches with your crosstown rival who's also going to be in your league going forward, I think he saw the handwriting on the wall. Get out of there and let that be somebody else's fight going forward to try and get UCLA where it needs to be. So I see a guy who's going to throw caution to the wind. He's going to bring in some great run game concepts to Ohio State. The run game's kind of stagnated in recent years. And mix that with all the exploits that Ryan Day's done, putting quarterbacks in the NFL like Haskins and Stroud and Fields, certainly, I think it's going to be the best of both worlds when you put all that together. And And they say there's no consternation between them. They may have arguments, but at the end of the day, they hug it out. So to me, that's the greatest situation an offensive brain trust can have, is that there's no egos. And it's not my call, his call, it's our call, and I think that's what I see.
Interesting. How many Bucknuts are going to be at Autzen on October 12th?
You know, that's crazy. What is the place seat, about 70,000?
No.
56, 57?
Yeah, I mean, standing, 60? I mean, that game will be around 60 probably, because it'll sell every available square.
That's what makes it so loud, guess, Steve. It's a smaller, close, tight-knit venue, so that noise just echoes down.
Well, I've covered OSU events in like 26 or 27 different states, and that'll be a new one for me. And it should have happened, obviously, during the COVID year when it got canceled. And Ohio State did get the Oregon experience. Oregon finally broke through, got its first win, I think, in 10 games against Ohio State in that game that was played in Columbus a few years ago. So Ohio State, you know, the players who were in that game a few years ago are going to remember that when they come out. But to me, I would think with travel and West Coast Buckeyes, when they go to USC and UCLA, they're well supported. Washington, same way. If you know, that was over a decade ago, I would bet between 5,000 and 10,000. But you know, they'll probably get 4,000 tickets or whatever the Big Ten allots. Mm-hmm. But I think I don't know that they're bringing the band clear across country. I wish they would, because Oregon fans would love to see the Ohio State band. I'm sure. I can't wait to get there, and with this is crazy. I'm spending like 3 or 4 days there because the round trips to just fly in Friday and Sunday are so expensive. So I'm going to make a full weekend of it.
Well, Steve, I mean, I don't know if you know the top of your head. I don't know how much Ohio State just brought in from football alone. We know the conference is making a killing. We can't ship a band out to Oregon. Like, that's where you cut your costs.
Hey, we got limited space in that stadium, all right? Keep your band out of there,
but
Steve.
But he's not wrong. That band is well known. I want to see the band, too.
It is. Absolutely is. Hopefully the weather's nice for you. And this is going to be a recurring chat, I'm sure. Steve Hellwagon, Bucknuts.com, covering Ohio State since 1988, at Steve Hellwagon on Twitter, and also kind enough to join us on YouTube. Even though we couldn't see each other, our listeners could see you, and we appreciate that. So thanks for the time. I'm breaking down the spring game, Steve, and I'm sure we'll catch up again soon. Thanks as always.
All right, guys, take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.